Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, coming to you with six great questions as the Vikings get ready to start OTAs. The first one comes from Erica in Tampa Bay, Florida. What storylines are you following for OTAs this week? Well, there's plenty of them to follow, and on the website we've listed 10 of them, but here are the top three in my mind. Number one, the quarterbacks. How does Teddy Bridgewater look, and how do the veterans, Matt Cassel and Christian Ponder, look? All three of them learning a new offense because we have a new offensive coordinator in Norv Turner, a quarterback guru. He's got three quarterbacks to work with here, and it'll be fun to watch how they develop over time. Number two, where do the linebackers line up? The Vikings have one returning starting linebacker, Chad Greenway, on the outside. Is he going to transition to middle linebacker, or is Audie Cole or Jasper Brinkley or Michael Mahdi going to play middle linebacker? And if so, who's going to be on the outside with Greenway? It'll be fun to watch that storyline develop over time as well. And third, complimenting Adrian Peterson. We have the best running back in the NFL, but when you're a run-oriented offense with the best running back, you need to have a good backup and you need to have a good complement. Can one guy do both of those things, or is it going to take multiple guys to do it? Jerick McKinnon, a third-round pick, he's going to be one to watch. Our next question comes from Brian. Outside of Anthony Barr, what newcomer on defense has the biggest opportunity to make a difference? There's lots of options from which to choose here, especially on the defensive line where the Vikings are revamped, but I'm going to go to the secondary. Cornerback Captain Munnerlyn, who came to us from the Carolina Panthers. We got him in free agency. He is a three-down player on first and second down. You can play him outside if you want. In nickel and sub packages, though, you can play him in the slot. He can cover, he can blitz, and he can play the run. I think Captain Munnerlyn is going to make a big difference for the Vikings this year. The next question comes from Bobby in Toronto, Canada. What is the likelihood that linebacker Gerald Hodges sticks around? It's very likely that Hodges will stick around. In what role, we don't really know. We're going to determine that over the course of the offseason program, training camp, and preseason. We know for sure he can be a special team standout because he was just that for us last season as a rookie, but this year he's going to train more at defense, and we'll see if he can make a difference there as well. Bottom line, you have a special team star in Gerald Hodges, but the ceiling is he could be a starter on defense. Our next question comes from Steve in Tempe, Arizona. A lot has been said about Norv Turner this offseason, but what about new defensive coordinator George Edwards? What does he add to our team? He brings a lot of experience, 24 years on the sideline as a coach, and since 1998 he's been a defensive coordinator or a linebackers coach, and he was on the Dallas Cowboys staff with Mike Zimmer when Mike Zimmer was the secondary coach and the defensive coordinator there. Another thing George Edwards brings is experience in two different schemes, the 4-3 and the 3-4. So if the Vikings want to eventually transition to a 3-4, George Edwards is going to be a great person to have on board. But if they want to stay in a 4-3, he's good there too. The bottom line is George Edwards knows what it takes to run both defenses, so he knows how to evaluate players. He is going to work really well with Mike Zimmer, and that's going to be important as the defense looks to improve. Our next question comes from Gary in St. Cloud. How many of the Vikings draft picks do you expect to make the 53-man roster? I don't think it's unfair to expect all 10 to make the final 53-man roster, but even if all 10 can't, you also have the practice squad. That might seem like a high bar to surpass, but remember, in 2012, 9 of 10 made the roster, and in 2013, 8 of 9. I see no reason why all 10 draft picks can't stick around this year. Our final question comes from Ray in Excelsior, Minnesota. Is there a spot for Rhett Ellison in a Norv Turner offense? Most certainly, there's a spot for Rhett Ellison in any offense. Flip Saunders could probably use him at the Timberwolves. Ron Gardenhier might be able to use him at the Twins. The point is, Rhett Ellison is a versatile player, so I don't care who the offensive coordinator is, there's a spot for him on this team. You can use him as a fullback and a lead blocker. You can line him up at tight end and have him block there, or you can even send him out on some routes and he can catch some passes. Rhett Ellison, too versatile to pass up. He's going to be a Viking in 2014. Ray also wants to point out something pretty cool. David Yankee, a Vikings offensive lineman who we got in the fifth round in this past year's draft, recently became a U.S. citizen. So, congratulations, David Yankee. He's proud to be an American, and we're proud to have him as a member of the Vikings. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but OTAs are now in full swing, so we have another edition coming to you soon. Make sure you submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next time.